Good day. November 15th. Well, there was a bit of a pickle with the Land Cruiser, a perceived pickle, that is, since when I had changed the... I have two tanks. One is the sub and one is the main. I have switched it to the sub the day before, and the main tank was close to empty. So when the sub then also showed the light that was empty, that got me a little bit frazzled, and because I didn't want there to be an issue that one of the tanks would not be doing their thing. You can switch back and forth while driving, because if it doesn't work, then I'm out in the middle of nowhere and have a problem to solve. So avoiding problems is kind of what I'm after. So I did again go to the Serra Motors, and they were very helpful, but couldn't really do much until Monday anyway. That took a few hours to figure all that out. And then I realized all I needed to do is keep it on the sub and fill up some diesel in the main tank. Therefore, there wouldn't be an issue if it didn't work out that way. Anyway, this may sound confusing, and it is, but got it figured out and felt good about doing it the way I did. So then it was time to explore a little bit more about Freetown, since I hadn't really taken much time to do so with all the visa and the car things as a higher priority. So Freetown is kind of on a peninsula. There's really only one big road coming in. That's like a four-lane highway to go and two to come back. And it all starts at Waterloo. And from Waterloo, you can go north or you can south. If you go south, you go around the peninsula, and there is no roads that get you from east to west much. It's like hills in the middle. Anyway, if you look at the map, you'll get a bit of an idea. So I first went to Lumley Beach, which is close to Aberdeen, which is the north part of Freetown, and it just was fun to ride out there and get some impressions. It turns out they have a few casinos there as well. Easy to walk into those places, and just as easy to walk out of it. Great pictures to be taken. And then there was the beach, which was mostly not so well kept, but Lumley Beach itself was kept clean. So that was, according to the person there, that was the prettiest beach in all of Sierra Leone, which I don't quite agree, but nice try. So anyway, I spent the rest of the day going around the whole peninsula and took some beautiful pictures, and and then I couldn't help myself but go to river number 2 beach. And you had to pay to get all the way to the beach for the road or for the community, so they say. But then there is an absolutely amazing beach with a lot of seating and a hotel and all just rustic Sierra Leone style. So I'm glad I got to see that. Then on the way, I picked up an 18-year-old who said he wanted to be a driver and had been visiting his aunt and now needed to go back home to Waterloo. So took care of that. And then he also wanted to pay, but that I do not accept because I'm going anyway. So everybody happy. And then the rest was a matter of going back to the hotel and starting to figure out what was going to happen tomorrow. Thank you for being along for the ride.